It was 7 years ago this week that Al-Qaeda terrorists hijacked 4 commercial airplanes in the U.S. and turned them into weapons. They crashed them into the World Trade Center and the Pentagon and a field in Pennsylvania. About 3,000 people were killed, and there have been wide-reaching, long-lasting effects. NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore has been thinking about some of them.
In these 7 years, the icon 9/11 has burned itself into the consciousness of America. Why there has been no further attack can only be surmised, although President Bush likes to suggest that it was his so-called war on terror. Senator John McCain says he has worked tirelessly since 9/11 to prevent another attack on the United States of America. Be that as it may, the bad guys can revel in their success in putting this superpower into a permanent state of jitters. I think and curse 9/11 every time I pass through beefed-up airport security. The terrorists can enjoy having their own cabinet-level department, the Department of Homeland Security, a $47 billion agency. Al-Qaeda can claim credit, too, for causing a panicky administration to play fast and loose with the Constitution. There has been large-scale, warrantless wiretapping. There has been brutal treatment in Guantanamo and elsewhere of terror suspects in the hope of averting the next bombing or hijacking. In the nervous reaction to the World Trade Center buildings coming down, building standards were amended to provide for better fireproofing and an additional stairwell for tall buildings. According to New York Times, the General Services Administration is opposing the tougher standards as too expensive. One more possible effect of 9/11 on our psyche, callousness. A study by social psychologists Michael Wohl and Nyla Branscombe found people less likely to perceive the distress that the war has caused to Iraqis after being reminded of the 9/11 attacks. It is altogether a melancholy anniversary, and it may take many more years before America is fully back on track. This is Daniel Shore.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.